This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
After eight seasons, Xavien Howard is no longer going to be a member of the Miami Dolphins. Drafted in the second round of the 2016 draft. Merrick, let me ask you, who were Miami's two starting cornerbacks in 2016? Let me hear it.
2016, I believe. Oh, man. I think we had Brent Grimes.
Nope.
Byron Maxwell.
Tony Lippett. Was Tony Lippett there?
Nailed it. You got Tony.
We got there.
Josh, you can't give me any more of the no put me on the spots if you're gonna hit me with a Tony Lippett. If you're gonna hit me with a Tony Lippett over the back of the head, you can't say that. How about who started 11 games for them at cornerback in 2017?
Yeah, I got nothing. That's not who's the Wilson that we always talk about. I'm
Jimmy
2017.
Wilson?
I'm losing time. Yeah, 2017. I don't know who was it.
Merrick, you got any guesses? Alteron Verner was on that team.
Oh my God, Jay Cutler.
Keep to leave.
He was a fourth round pick. I'm fairly confident. I should have looked that up, but I'm fairly confident he was a fourth round pick. I can't believe he started this many games in 2017.
Back when they used to play their rookies,
Cordrea Tankersley.
Oh yeah! Wow! Wow, man! Wow, you're bringing out some names. Was that who was the receiver we drafted that year? That everyone thought he was going to be really good. What was his name?
Josh, who
I'm
was
losing
it?
Touch. It's not Leonte Carew. That's a different year, right?
I think it is Leonte Carew. Rutgers, right?
I think so.
That powerhouse school for receivers, Rutgers.
I tried to convince us that he might actually be something. I can't. That's sad that I know those guys. Mm.
We came a long way. Yeah, we've been drugged through the mud a time or two as Dolphins fans.
We haven't had a lot of great players to sit there and really root for, especially, you know, Xavien Howard spending 8 years in Miami. In the NFL, that just sounds pretty bananas when you think about it. But, I mean, eight seasons, 29 interceptions, the most since 2016. And I do got to say, it was exciting to see Xavien Howard, people forget, led the league in interceptions not once but twice. I think it was with in 2018 and 2020. I think 2018 he even missed a couple games at the end of the year. I believe they shut him down. Otherwise, I think he would have won that title on his own. Two-time All-Pro, four touchdowns, a four-time Pro Bowler. A real, real, like, hit-or-miss player. And I do not mean that to be any sort of slight of X, but it just seemed like he was one of those guys who was going to take some of the greatest risks on the football field, and it seemed like 9 out of 10 times he came out on top. I mean, what was his breakout game? Was it Tom Brady?
Yes.
The throwbacks, I think it was. That was the one game. Who did he moss? Didn't he moss someone in that game with an interception?
He did.
I remember in the corner of the end zone.
Brandon Cooks, I think. That was so cool.
I got a copyright flag because I posted that for his birthday, and I had a 50 Cent, it's your birthday, and every time I go back to try to post that video, it keeps getting copyright flagged. So 50, don't come at me. We don't make that much off this podcast. Please, God, do not sue me and my family.
And that's the thing about X, right? He's an all-time great Dolphin. Certainly one of the best Dolphins of the last, 8 years since he's been with the team. Maybe the best Dolphin over the last 8 years, talking cumulatively. But I don't think Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins are doing the wrong thing by letting Xavien Howard walk this offseason. I think when you look at the cap hit that, he was going to cost the team this offseason, this upcoming season, I just don't think his play over the last year, maybe 2 years, was worth it. I feel like he's actually created more human lives than turnovers over the last couple seasons, if the rumors on Twitter are true. Can anyone confirm or not? Maybe a tie.
They don't track that on ESPN. I couldn't tell you.
Could be a push. They tracked that on
what's the EPA? What's the EPA though? That would be astronomical, right?
But Xavien Howard, great football player, probably has another year or two of good football left in him. But it's the old Patriot way, right? That's how they were able to stay on top for so long, is they got rid of players a year early rather than a year or two late. And honestly, we may be getting rid of him a year or two late at this point. You know, he had that holdout a couple years ago and the contract extension. That turned out to be a pretty raw deal for the Miami Dolphins, all things considered. But it doesn't take away from his greatness on the football field for the Miami Dolphins over the past 8 years. And happy trails to you, Xavien Howard. And we wish you the best wherever you're going, unless you're going to New England, New York / New Jersey or Buffalo.
It's definitely bittersweet. It does sound like he has you know, ties to Houston. So I would like to see him go there with D'Amico Ryan. How sick would that be to see him with the Texans? But this isn't something that we kind of, you know, it's just coming out of nowhere, right? We kind of foresee this happening. I kind of go back to even the Byron Jones when we brought him in and signed him. I think I probably, you know, there was a podcast or something that said, you know, maybe this is a way to eventually, you know, take over for Xavien Howard because he is getting up there in age, because he was, you know, one injury after another. That didn't work out. You know, now we have Jalen Ramsey. I think even when we signed him, we all kind of thought, okay, Ramsey's coming in. You're now kind of replacing X later down the road. So that's where it is. I mean, it sucks that he's leaving now after spending 8 seasons, you know, being that shutdown corner, you know, quote unquote, but he's getting up there in age. Like you said, the injuries are starting to continue, and that price tag. I mean, when you're looking at this, you know, the situation Dolphins are in with the cap, I mean, this was the move to make. I know Jake will touch more on the numbers there, but I mean, at the end of the day, the Dolphins had to do what they had to do. And I'm going to be rooting for Xavien Howard elsewhere, because when times were dark as Miami Dolphin fans, right, we were accustomed to set, maybe I'm wrong. Again, my perception's all over the place, but when we were 7-9, you know, these mediocre teams, Xavien Howard was that one pro, you know, that all pro player. Jake, we always talk about Madden, man. He's that superstar player that we had for so many years when everything else looked dark. So you wish him the best of luck, unless it's in the AFC East, but it's a move that had to be made. And now we just have to wonder who's going to step up in his absence, because that's a pretty big hole to fill when Xavien Howard was healthy.
It was a crazy 180 that happened. You know, Brian Flores gets here in 2019. We understood how abysmal that defense was, and that was X's fourth season in the league, and he only played in 5 games. It kind of felt like that was another season where they shut it down, where they're like, all right, we'll give Nick Needham a shot. We'll give these other guys a shot on the boundary. And I don't think any of us really expected the 2020 season to really develop into what it was. You go out and you grab someone like Byron Jones to be opposite of Xavien Howard. And for some reason, teams just, for some reason, wanted to try and test Xavien Howard. 10 interceptions. He batted down 20 balls. It was every single game he was out there doing something bananas. What was it, Josh? We had a tracker going for this, I think. What was it? 30-something straight games with a turnover in that Brian Flores defense? A lot of that was just X's ability to get those 1v1 matchups and really take advantage of them. Something I did think was interesting, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, and we could even chalk it up as like a one-off comment, but Xavien Howard this year in Vic Fangio's system, Josh, you wrote a story for the Finsider about how Jalen Ramsey said goodbye to Xavien Howard and kind of hinted that Vic Fangio wasn't using him correctly. Do you guys kind of think back to these interviews that Xavien Howard had? Because, I mean, there were times he had his interception of Mac Jones. He said that this defense puts them in a position to make plays. And then there are other times where he was like Jalen Ramsey, having to say, these guys know what we're capable of, what's going on here. So do you think anything was going on there, or was it just I'm just going to speak my mind to the media every single time, and if it's not a consistent message, oh well.
You know, it could have been as simple as the defense playing well early in the year, and then they started to falter a little bit towards the end, and maybe he gets a little frustrated, and maybe, you know, there were things that these players were willing to overlook regarding Fangio's coaching style earlier in the year when things are going well, and then as the screws start to come loose, these are the types of things that, you know, when you're asked about them, you decide to be a little more honest about and open up a little bit more. And you know, we're pseudo journalists over here. Jake, you're a real journalist, so I'm not going to lump you in with Josh and I. But that's the type of player you want to talk to, right? You want to talk to the guy who's going to be honest with you and not just, you know, spout the old athlete cliches of one game at a time. And, you know, we got to review the tape and yada, yada, yada. So I'm not going to fault Xavien for being honest later in the year if he was frustrated with the way this defense was going. But, you know, Fangio's gone and now Xavien's gone too. So we have a Jalen Ramsey here. He gave Xavien props on the way out. There will always be that, you know, what if. That you look back on when you think of Ramsey and Howard together, if they could have just stayed healthy, if Ramsey could have started the season healthy, if Howard could have finished the season healthy, would it have been different? Would they have made a difference? Because, I mean, just put those two names next to each other, Jalen Ramsey and Xavien Howard, they should have been the most dominant cornerback duo in the National Football League. They should have been the best cornerback duo in Miami Dolphins history. And I know that's sacrilege for some when you talk about Surtain and Madison, but Ramsey and Howard absolutely could have been that, and we never got to see it, and we never will get to see it, barring anything unforeseen happening, you know, in the future. Xavien coming back after a 1 year sabbatical, you know, it happened with Jason Taylor at once upon a time, so we'll never say never, but yeah, there'll always be that part of me that wonders, man, what could have been if they would have just stayed healthy?
And I hate to be that guy, and I'm not claiming he's on the same level because, let's be honest, Jalen Ramsey has always been at top of that. But that's the same way Byron Jones was. I mean, we were all posting Patrick Surtain and Sam Madison memes. We saw how dominant they looked when they were on the field together. So you're always going to wonder what if with that to the next level. You're always going to wonder what if with Jalen Ramsey and Xavien Howard. You know, it's pure speculation, but I think a lot of it might just be the way Vic Fangio and, you know, that – I don't want to say the age gap, but, you know, probably the way he didn't even take into consideration what the defensive backs coach and the secondaries coach and different coordinators wanted. You know, I just think maybe that rubbed the players the wrong way. And like you said, when you're winning games, all that can be forgiven. But once you start to spiral out of control, once you lose faith down at the end of the season, you know, once we see this thing sputter, you know, I mean, we were trying to get up that hill and we just could not do it. That's when you're starting to hear things like this. So what if, man, we're always going to wonder what if Jalen Ramsey, you know, Vic Fangio, Xavien Howard, we can name off all the players in that defense. What if they all came together for one season, what would happen? And sadly, we just had one injury after another.
So Xavien Howard's cap hit for next season was going to be $25.5 million. Instead, he'll be designated as a post June 1st cut. So post June 1st, the Dolphins will get $18.5 million in cap savings, which doesn't help them anytime in the foreseeable future, especially when you're about to walk into the new year. Before we get to the money, though, but my final thought here, and I'd like to get your guys' impression, it did kind of seem like the Dolphins very publicly were signaling that, hey, Xavien, we'd love to keep you around. We'd love for you to take some sort of pay cut. Kind of just the homer in me, the fan in me, kind of wanted to see Xavien Howard maybe do like the parents say, and I don't know, we'll see. But in reality, you know, they're going to work out something behind the scenes. But from this moment the season ended, it was kind of obvious. Xavien Howard was like, nope, no chance. I am going to take any sort of pay cut. If you're going to cut me, go right ahead. I totally get him for doing it, but there was that part of me that was so hoping that slowly we'd see things work out and we could get Xavien Howard, Jalen Ramsey round two some sort of way.
That would have been nice. Absolutely would have been nice. But Xavien Howard has been a man about his money. We saw that a couple years ago with the holdout. I think we all kind of thought he was a goner at that point. I was not expecting a deal to get done 2 years ago when he was holding out. So at least we got a couple more years of X. But yeah, in my opinion, there was no chance Xavien Howard was ever going to take a pay cut. He's got kids to feed, man. Lots of them. So that's where he's going. He's gonna find a way to do that. He's going to go somewhere and try to make a decent amount of money. Do you guys think wherever Xavien goes next season, he's going to get paid? You know, obviously not the $25 million that he was going to get paid in Miami this season, but do you think he's going to get paid like a true lockdown, shutdown number one corner? Do you still have the franchise tag numbers for players up on the computer there, Jake? I'd love to know what the franchise tag for the cornerback is this year, because that's an average of what, like the top five salaries in the league. That's where they get those franchise tag numbers. And so at that point, we could kind of take a look at what that number would be. Do you have it, Jake?
20 mil.
So 20. Okay, great. 20 mil. Nice round figure there. Do either of you think wherever Xavier goes this season, be it Houston, where it's rumored he would like to be, or any other team, do you think he's going to make $20 million this season?
On a one-year deal, God, I don't think so. I think if Xavier Howard was to see any sort of number near 20, it'd have to be a multi-year deal where he's getting paid kind of with the Dolphins and with Jalen Ramsey. That first year, I think Ramsey last year, $3.75 million cap hit. I wish I had that in front of me, but I don't. I think that's the only way we see something like that happening for Xavier Howard is first year maybe he makes $5, $6 million, and then there's maybe 2 years on the back of that where it's $20 million, 30 years a you know, team option, something along those lines. Looking at it real quickly, 9 teams have over $50 million. The Commanders are first, slightly under $80 million. God, if I'm the Commanders, I don't imagine paying a quarter of my open cap space just to kind of spend or acquire Xavier Howard.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a lot of money to spend on a guy like Xavier Howard. Xavier Howard, he's just older. He's older. He's aging. He's been injury prone as of late. His play hasn't matched his salary. And I almost wonder, the reason why I asked this, I almost wonder if Xavier's going to wish he would have taken a pay cut with the Miami Dolphins. I wonder what number they were floating in his direction. You know, hey, can we get this 25 down to closer to like 16 mil, 17 million? Can you give us $8 million back, $9 million back, something that we can use to help pay Christian Wilkins and get him on this defense. And we can all, you know, make another old college try at the Super Bowl. I wonder if he is going to get a deal less than that and goes, damn, I should have just taken that cut that the Dolphins were offering. I wouldn't have had to move the family. I could have stayed in sunny South Florida instead of moving to Chicago or someplace like that where it gets cold all the time and windy and snowy. You know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I think we're kind of all in agreement that he's not sniffing that $25 million, let alone the $20 million for, you know, the average of the top five paid cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah, I can't see it happening, but we're sitting here talking about the cap going up and, you know, these players wanting to ask for more. So, you know, stranger things have happened, right? If it's a – can't even sit here and fathom. 2-3 year deal, depending on how it's structured, maybe a team from – I have no idea. So I'm not going to sit here and say it won't happen, but I would be pretty surprised. And I was even going to ask, do you think, you know, he goes out there, tests the market, and then he's looking at the Dolphins like, okay, what offer did you want to give me? Can I come back? Because, let's be honest. I mean, he had to have liked what he had here with Miami. We're talking about how he's playing and the injuries and things like that. Let's be honest. His game has completely dropped off a little bit, had a 56.1 overall, take PFF for what it is, 63.9 against the run, 51.9 in coverage. So this isn't the same Xavier Howard, might not get that big deal. But again, we've been preparing for this for, you know, Merrick said, 4 or 5 years ago. So here we are now. Xavier Howard, we wish you the best of luck.
I wonder, I mean, if you're in his situation, you just spent 8 years in Miami, is the change of scenery and this goodbye, like just end it, worth to maybe make $2-3 million less than if he was to accept that $16 million with Miami? Because I'm just trying to think, you know, if I've been somewhere for so long and I do kind of take that stand of I don't want to take a pay cut, I do kind of wonder if you'd say, look at New England or another team with some cap space and say, yeah, I'll do 13 mil just to kind of show them type of thing at that point. I don't even want to make up this fan fiction here, but I just kind of do wonder if it's goodbye now. I don't know if I see a world where he would come back and say, well, you guys would give me an extra $2 million. I don't know if he'd ever be someone to swallow his pride like that, but it's definitely an interesting topic. And one final note, Merrick, I'll let you go, but housekeeping, the Dolphins have 44 players under contract currently. That's the lowest in the league. The Lions are second at 45, Chargers third at 49.
Well, you know, going back to your Xavier Howard point, I do think he is a prideful man, and I do think he would kind of jump at the opportunity to stick it to the Dolphins if he could. Whether he'll be able to do that or not, whether these teams will be interested or not, we don't know yet. But it'll be an interesting offseason, and, you know, outside of Dolphins news, that'll be something that I kind of keep my eye on to see where he ends up.
Josh, I saw you post a bunch of Xavier Howard things that are clips that you shared on Twitter at Houts. Be sure you're following him. Josh, as we wrap up Xavier Howard talk, was there one highlight, maybe something we haven't talked about yet, that really sticks out as one of his doper moves?
Yeah, I don't know if it – I mean, I'll say the highlight that really stood out to me, but I just went back and I was just seeing people post different things, and I'm like, well, shit, man, you probably have a bunch of things. And I mean, I didn't post half of them. But to me, it was just the way, right, he would just almost be in a receiver's pocket and almost trail them until he saw the ball come out. And then he would just – it was his trailing speed, his closing speed on that ball that was just second to none. But if you're asking me which one stood out, it has to be that one-handed grab. I think it was even against Tyreek Hill. I mean, that one, I think the Dolphins may have been wearing their throwbacks. One-on-one with Tyreek Hill, went up one-handed interception. So, you know, Xavier Howard at one point, he's a very rare type of cornerback. So – hopefully he can get back to that level. So that would be it, Jake. Just his ability to, you know, pretty much take over an entire wide receiver, take over, erase him, and just the closing speed. I mean, it was pretty impressive to watch during his 8 seasons here in Miami, and now we're going to have to watch it elsewhere.